I've never seen that.
Right.
Okay.
A swale. Good morning, everybody. For anyone who doesn't know me, I'm Nanus, and my name is Janice George. I am the health director at Stalis, and I'm also your FNHDA vice president and representing the Fraser-Salish region. So I just want to welcome you all today on this beautiful day. And I'd like to acknowledge the unceded territory that this is being hosted on Squamish territory, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, shared territories. And also acknowledge the territories that all of you are joining from. And mine happens to be at Stalis. So just paying respect to our land and thanking the First Nations Health Directors Association for hosting this webinar today. I just want to start with an opening prayer. So if I may, dear grandmothers and grandfathers, Tchil Siam, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for all the wonderful people who are sitting around this table with us today, who are making an effort for self-care and healing. Dear Creator, at this time, we ask for your blessing and we ask for your strength and healing to touch down upon those of us who are suffering in any way. Dear Creator, thank you for this wonderful presentation today, OCM. So I'm just going to carry on, my dear friends, and just really raising my hands to the Health Directors Association for these awesome Wellness Wednesday webinars. And at this time, I would just like to introduce today's presentation. So very excited to present Danielle Serenc. And Danielle is a Squamish medium. And today she's going to be presenting power, personal power and energetic sovereignty for us all. And yeah, I think I'll just leave it to Danielle to take it away, OCM.
Thank you so much, Janice, and thank you to the Health Directors Association Secretariat for asking me to come and do this presentation today. I'm very excited, very full circle moment for me. As a lot of you may know, I did get to enjoy many years working within the Shared Secretariat between 2012 and 2017, and then again 2019 to 2020 before I decided to make the leap full time into my spiritual business, which is as a working full time medium, mentor and educator in all things spiritual. So I just wanted to check in with you guys. I have the chat box open. I can only see myself right now with the presentation. And then when I'm done the presentation, I'll open it up to any questions so I can see everybody's amazing faces or black boxes, depending if you want to be on camera or not. So just checking in through the chat, how everyone is feeling today. Get a temp check on how you're arriving into the space. If you want to type it in there. Who's going to start it off? There we go. Okay, feeling good. Thank you, Secretariat. Awesome. It always helps me to know that people are here and listening. Okay, so as we mentioned, my name is Danielle. My work as a spiritual medium up here in Squamish. I did my mediumship, oh, peace, small, calm. I love it. Awesome. We're going to have a lot more peace and calm come in throughout the exercises I'm going to be bringing you guys today. So hopefully we'll be able to get everybody leaving this space feeling calm and powerful and amazing. So my work as a spiritual medium, if you do not know, is I open up my energy to be able to receive energy from the world of spirit and bring through evidence that life continues, healing, and spiritual philosophy. This is not something that I feel was in my awareness my entire life. It was something that actually came into my awareness after the birth of my daughter in 2013, when I was on a glorious year of maternity leave during my tenure at the FNHA within the secretariat. And it was a real big journey and path for me to understand my energetic boundaries, how I can use my energy for the greater good of the world of spirit, and of course, the clients who are aligned for me here. And I did have to experience a few instances of, you know, burnout, spiritual burnout, energetic burnout, to be able to better understand the world of energy in which we all communicate through. So I will teach you some of the techniques that I have experienced through my development as a way to not only build my resilience energetically, but also understand my energy so that I could be a clear channel for the world of spirit. I am very passionate about normalizing these woo-woo conversations. Of course, this is going to be a very woo-woo presentation for you guys today, but I am a very practical person. So the way that I look at my spiritual practice and my spiritual work is very rooted and grounded and practical. So though I do hope that you get to experience and learn something new through this lesson today, I do understand and acknowledge that I may be speaking about things that you may have never heard before, or maybe you have. And so I did want to definitely leave some space near the end to answer any of the questions that you might have around anything about my work, or part of the presentation today. So I'm really excited, to see how you guys enjoy it. And we will just get started. This is going to be me moving around my boxes. This was a design flaw here. But I wanted to keep the chat open in case you guys had any questions as we go along. So when we look at energy, energy is organic and divine. The design of energy is to be able to speak to the world around us. And it is really the language of the soul. A lot of my teachings throughout the past few years, because I mentor hundreds of clients every year around the world, is trying to get people to understand the language of the soul. And I actually have a course online called The Language of Spirit, because we have our five senses that we consciously walk around with, but there are also senses that we have outside of our awareness that we need to learn to develop throughout this human experience. I am going to talk about a few of these languages throughout the course of this program or through the course of this workshop. But to just give you a little bit of a summary, there is six extra senses that we can learn to develop that is innate wisdom within our own soul. And for some of us, we are meant to awaken this language in this life. And for others, it's not going to be an area of interest, and that's okay as well. So the main one is clairsentience, which is also known as clear feeling. I would consider myself to be a clairsentient medium, meaning that when spirit and me blend our energies together, I receive a lot of my information through my physical body, as well as different emotions and physical feelings that I experience. And through hundreds and thousands, actually at this point, of readings and 8 years of development almost, I have a knowing that kind of comes in when I feel these physical and emotional sensations on how to translate that to a sitter in a way that it makes sense. We also have clairvoyance, which is the most popular and probably the most heard of, which is clear sight. And so that's like around the third eye, the imagination center. If I ask all of you right now to envision a red swing set, you can probably, even with your eyes open, are able to make that image come to life. That is exactly what clairvoyance looks like for people who consider themselves to be clairvoyant mediums. I am not a clairvoyant medium. I do not see a lot of information. I mostly feel, hear, and know the information that comes through me. It's saying that we also have claircognizance, which is a clear knowing. It's really hard to teach. A lot of people who teach mediumship actually have struggled with teaching people on how to give information that you just know. The only way I know how to express it is that it comes in so quick. I often regret things that I say before I say them because they seem super risky in a reading. But it just comes through with a knowing. I just know this about you. I just know this about your departed loved one, et cetera, et cetera. We also have clear hearing, which is known as clairaudience. And if I were to get you in your head right now, in your own mind's voice, to repeat maybe three names, maybe your children's name, your partner name, your parents' names, that's exactly how clairaudience comes through for mediums. But what we have to develop as a medium is turning our sensitivity up so that we're able to discern with more ease what is actually our thoughts, what are actually our feelings versus those of a spirit communicator coming through. And so that is where the development really takes place. And I'm going to be guiding you through an exercise today on how mediums turn up that sensitivity and also turn down that sensitivity so that we can go about our regular lives, not walking around sensing everything around us. And there are also two lesser known senses that come through mediumistically, which is clairalience and clairgustance, which is known as clear tasting and clear smelling. And I did have a situation that came through with my grandfather when I was sleeping one night. I woke up to the smell of cigarette smoke in my face. The smell of cigarette smoke coming into my face. And when I woke up, I just knew it was my papa. And so that's sometimes how our loved ones in spirit will also get our attention, is through different scents and different smells. So I would be curious from you guys as we go along this presentation, if you've had any of these kind of experiences, because again, I want to demystify or make anyone believe that you have to be special or born a certain way to be able to develop these abilities. It is my most honest truth that I believe we all have these sensitivities within us, and it is the language of our soul and of our spirit. And with intention and devotion and development, we can all turn up the sensitivities if we choose. And I also lean into energetic sovereignty, where I also believe that we can turn down the sensitivities if we choose. So my hope today is to teach you different techniques, because you are all in a service mindset. You're all here to serve your communities, and you work tirelessly for your communities. There could be what I call like energy drains, where because you are expanded when you're in the service mode and you may not be aware how expanded you are, you may find yourself getting needlessly drained and tired because you're not aware of how open your energy is. So if we can learn how to bring the energy back in, we can preserve some of our energy for our families and for our hobbies and interests outside of the service work that you guys do for your communities. So that was a big trial and error experience for me, where I would find myself doing my spirit work completely open and drained and not knowing how to kind of close it down so that I'm not sensitive all the time. And then when I would go home to be a mom, they would get like the leftover energy, which was not very exciting to be in. So I had to learn how to manage my energy in a way that I can show up in my life in a way that fulfills me and meets the need of all those around me. So hopefully this will be of interest for you guys. But really, my mediumship connection and the way that I communicate with the world of spirit is through this language of the soul. So I do see here a chat question. Okay. So I know that you guys are talking to IT, and that's perfectly cool. So when I talk about our energetic experience in this life, you know, science, I'm not a scientific, I don't have all the stats behind me, but, you know, it is pretty commonly accepted that everything around us has energy tied to it. We've seen people do amazing experiments, even with plants. I'm looking at 100 plants I have on my desk right now, which is why I'm pointing to them. And there have been experiments on nurturing a plant, telling the plant you love it, and then looking at a plant and just ignoring it and moving it to a corner and maybe watering it, but not loving on it, not complimenting it, not giving it loving energy. And the plant that actually is nurtured and is complimented and just like, you know, nurtured in a sense, actually thrives and grows bigger than the other plant. So we do know that everything around us is energy and energetic. And so when we look at our energy and our auras, for a word that you guys may have heard before, how we expand our aura, contract our aura, how aware we are of our energy, how much we're giving out and how much we're preserving in, it really does impact the way that we experience the world around us and the relationships around us. I go back to the example I had around just being tired all the time, you know, working full time within the FNHA, and then also developing my mediumship and building my practice on the side. It really impacted the relationships, my friendships, my relationship with my husband, who does not believe in mediumship, by the way. He's the biggest skeptic you'll ever meet. So that can be kind of draining sometimes too. And then same with how present I was able to be with my children. And so I wanted to share that. And I also wanted to share that a common misconception I hear all the time from people around the work that I do with the world of spirit is, oh, you must be drained all the time. That must be so tiring. And the fact of the matter is, it's not actually connecting with the world of spirit, whether I'm teaching or whether I'm, you know, doing a mediumship reading, is actually very energizing for me. It's something that lights me up. It gives me almost like this adrenaline rush. It's very blissful for me, connecting with that. And so it's not draining, but definitely people can be draining, right? Clients can be draining, the demands, the expectations can be draining, and having to learn how to love on myself enough that I don't have other people's expectations and energy that they're projecting to me absorb in my energy field, I'm a better servant for the world of spirit for that. So our energetic experience, we're also very responsible for our own energy experiences. And when I say this, you know, I'm saying it kind of in two parts, because we don't have any control over how people react to us or how people project on us. We don't have control over how other people speak to us or criticize us. We don't have control over any of that, but we definitely have control over how we carry that with us and how we move through that. Now, I am somebody who, you know, I'm very vulnerable, and so I'll just share, I'm an experiential teacher too, so I can only teach based off of my experiences that I've had. But being criticized for me was pretty much my kryptonite in life. And so I spent a good part of my life being a people pleaser and trying to make sure everybody liked me, which was also very draining because I wasn't living authentically, because I would try to avoid criticism at any cost. And so that was my responsibility. And as I move more into full-time entrepreneur, and I have a podcast, a YouTube channel, and I'm very much out there receiving judgments and criticism all the time, I had to learn how to manage the energy of criticism in a way that wouldn't take me down or wouldn't keep me as part of my life path. And so when I talk about it being our responsibility, that is our responsibility of our energetic experiences in this life. And it might take us a while to get there because we react based off of our human experiences that we've had, our past, you know, the way that we may have been conditioned by parents or whatnot. So it may take some of us some time to understand how to be resilient against some of the things that energetically drain us, which for me, I can say is usually other people. In the kindest and most nice way. But it's never the world of spirit or the work that I do that drains me. So you can manage your energetic experience with a variety of techniques and practices. I want to share with you guys today three of my favorite practices. I have hundreds of these exercises, but I tried to pick three that were varying enough and just understanding. I don't know how many people I'm talking to today or how many people may catch the replay, but we are all going to resonate with very different techniques and exercises when it comes to anything in our life. Even the way that we learn as adults is very different and unique for each and every one of us. So I wanted to pick three exercises that were different enough that I'm hoping that everyone who's in attendance today will receive some benefit from one of them, if not more, if not all. That would be really nice too. So I want to go back to clairsentience, because when we talk about personal power, if I were to use it as part of the chakra system, if you guys are aware that we have seven main energy centers, clairsentience is really tied to the sacral and solar plexus, which sits kind of by the rib cage and around the navel area, like that area of our body. And when I experience clairsentience in my mediumship, again, I feel things in my body, so I can sit in front of somebody and kind of tell where they are With their personal power, with their confidence, the way that they think. And a lot of that comes through my body. And so clairsentience is the ability of clear feeling. A lot of people who identify as empathic, and if some of you may actually here identify as somebody who may be empathic, is somebody who is very clairsentient. Now, we are all born with the clairsentient ability. Even as a child, you likely can remember situations where you would walk into a room and you would be able to kind of like feel the energy of the room. Even now in your areas of work, you may be able to walk into a boardroom and get a sense if this is going to be a good meeting or not so great meeting. That is the ability of clairsentience. And so we really do feel into the world. One of the most important things, because I do mentor, again, like many students every year, and a lot of them are very naturally clairsentient and maybe overwhelmed with energy. And I put that in air quotes, gain, because I truly believe that we're responsible for our own energy and how we perceive it. One thing I get them to say to themselves is this mine? And where this comes from is because if we're not aware of how expanded we are or where our energetic field is, we could be picking up a lot of other people's thoughts and emotions and anxieties. And then you may find yourself sitting there thinking like, oh, why am I worried all of a sudden? Or why am I all of a sudden like stressed out? Or why am I sad all of a sudden? Like, I don't really have a reason to be sad. And one of the things I get my students to get used to is actually asking themselves, is this mine? And usually just through the intention of placing that thought to your own spirit, to your own soul, is this mine? You're usually able to release what is not yours to carry. And I actually say that as a prayer often in my work. I just say after my readings, because I'm taking on a lot of energy from the spirit world and from my sitter, how I close my readings. And I simply just thank the world of spirit for allowing me to be a service today and aligning me with the most amazing clients in the world. And then I simply just say, and I choose to carry what is only mine to carry from here on. And because I believe that intention is really the secret sauce of life, intention is really everything, and all our experiences are formulated around the intentions that we arise with every single day. Because I will that, and because that's my intention, and so it is. And I can actually, because I'm very clairsentient, can feel a release of what is not mine to carry, move away from me. And that's how I'm able to go on my life, not picking up every little thing. So I just wanted to offer this to you to try in your life. And I get people to test this out for themselves. I know it's COVID and we're not around so many people anymore, but the way I describe it to some of my students, if you're in a Starbucks line or a grocery store line, or line up anywhere really, and you kind of like intentionally tune into the energy in front of you, the person in front of you, and the energy of the person behind you, you will be able to feel a bit of a difference. And so that's kind of how you can start to discern what energy is actually yours and what is not yours, and how different your energy is versus somebody else's. And then again, once again, choosing to carry only what is yours to carry, because none of us have to be martyrs and carry other people's stuff, right? Hopefully this makes sense. You can post in the chat if you're enjoying this or if it makes sense or if you have any questions. But I really wanted to highlight clairsentience here, because whether you are intentionally developing your intuitive abilities or not, we are all clairsentient just by way of being. And I do feel very much through the thousands of people that I have been working with over the 8 years, that is one of the most misunderstood, and it is actually something that we all experience day to day. So check it out for yourself. And I'm going to take you guys to my first exercise, which is my favorite, which is why I wanted to put it first. And it does take around 15 minutes for this exercise, and it will hopefully be something that you enjoy and take with you. But it's called sitting in the power. Now, sitting in the power is an old term. It actually comes from just post-Civil War, when spiritualism was at its great, in its heyday, really. And spiritualism is, it's kind of a religion. I'm not a spiritualist by any means, but it is basically a belief system that is for mediums. And so one of the teachings that came out of spiritualism is sitting in the power. And sitting in the power is a very powerful exercise, because as mediums, we're constantly seeking the world of spirit. We're seeking our guides. We're seeking angels. We're seeking our ancestors. We're seeking a communicator to come through for the person who has been aligned to work with us. And we're constantly seeking, seeking, seeking. And when we sit in the power, we call it our personal power. It's actually a selfless act where we sit with our own energy. And the reason for this is because we won't be able to clearly discern a foreign energy around us if we don't know what our own energy feels like. So I always tell people, like, this exercise of sitting in the power is actually like a non-seeking exercise. It's literally just sitting with our own energy, our own light, learning to intentionally expand our energy out, feel how amazing it feels to be in that expansive energy. And then with intention and will, free will, we bring our energy back in. And so this is one of the exercises I think we should learn in school. I think that we should, everyone should know it, whether you want to be a working medium or not, because it's really powerful bringing your energy back in and choosing to bring it just like an inch or two around your body, knowing that by that free will of doing that selfless act for yourself, anything that is only within 2 inches of your physical body and your energy body being just 2 inches out cannot impact you or drain you or connect with you. And I also just want to explain another term here, is that when I expand my energy out to meet that of the world of spirit, when their aura blends with mine, it's called a blending. So we call it blending with spirit. So if your energy's out all the time and everyone's walking with their energy just out and everyone's blending all the time, it could be very confusing. You may not be very clear on how you're thinking. You may not be clear on your emotions. You may feel a bit frazzled. You may even actually feel a bit dizzy. I get dizziness sometimes if I'm like fully expanded it all the time and everybody's all up in my aura. Again, less of a problem now we're in COVID and we're mostly working from home. But make no mistake, it can also be transmitted over technology, right? Energy is boundless. It doesn't have the constraints of time and space that we have as humans. And so, and I know that because I do hundreds of readings a year online, where in mediumship, we're blending 3 auras. We're blending the world of spirit, my aura, and my sitter's aura. It's a 3-way blend. And I know that we can do that through technology because all my readings are by Zoom now. So really the purpose of sitting in the power is recognizing your own energy and feeling your own personal power, learning how to expand and contract your energy in a way that will serve you in your day-to-day. It also gifts your spirit and mind some peace. And it helps you manage your own sensitivities. So I'm going to guide you through what it looks like for mediums to sit in the power. And I sit in the power every single day. And because I've sat in the power for so long and dedicated 8 years to sitting in the power almost every single day, I know my energy so well that it's actually very easy for me to be able to sense a spirit communicator around me. So this again is turning up the sensitivity. Now, I want to share with you some things that I physically experienced in case you guys are wondering, like, what's supposed to be happening right now? Nothing. Release all expectations. This is actually an exercise of you just being, not so much doing. Now, understanding, as I talked before about the language of the soul, not everyone is visual. I am not a visual person. It's hard for me to see. I feel things. And again, I hear things, but I don't see things. So as I guide you through the visualization, I'm going to be using language that will benefit the people who love to see things, will benefit the people who love to feel things. And I just want you guys to have a rest the mind. But to give you some physical sensations I feel when I sit in the power that you may want to look for, but also recognize that it's not the destination. It's not like I've made it. Here I am. I'm fully expanded. When my energy gets expanded out, my heart rate quickens. A lot of people who have mediumistic abilities naturally are diagnosed with anxiety disorders, because when spirit comes near, the heart quickens and like the pulse goes and the blood kind of like rushes around. It's a very intense feeling, but it's beautiful and euphoric as well. So a lot of people think that they have anxiety when they're actually connecting with their guides, angels, loved ones. It's quite exciting. I also tend to get tingles on the side of my face, and sometimes I get tingles on my crown or my third eye. It's very physical for me, again, because my sensitivities are turned up. So you may feel experiences like that and just enjoy that you are feeling them, and allow them to kind of move through you. And if at any time your mind starts to wander, you just simply have to either come back to my voice or come back to the light I'm going to be bringing in to give the mind a rest. Like, just give it a rest. And energetically, how I do this is I feel my thoughts and I feel like the energy around my head just drop down into my heart. That's how I kind of get out of my head when I'm doing my work. So I don't see anyone's cameras on, and that's perfectly fine, but this is going to be a guided visualization. I'm going to have a little bit of music going. It just helps kind of add dimension to the experience. And let's just try to have some fun. So I'll get everyone to close your eyes. Start taking some high quality deep breaths. We're going to take a deep breath in until our lungs fill, and we'll exhale. And as we exhale, we sink deeper into our seats. We'll take another deep breath in. Hold this breath for 3, 2, 1, and we'll exhale once more, sinking deeper into our seat, dropping our shoulders. We'll do one more deep breath because it feels so good. Take a deep breath in. As we exhale, we fully surrender into our seat. Drop our shoulders, we rest our hands, we rest our jaws, our tongues. And I would love for you to switch a smile onto your face. It's a very quick trick to change the energy within ourselves and think of something you're incredibly grateful for in this moment. Really hold the energy of gratitude. Inhale that energy of gratitude into your heart. And exhale gratitude out to your surrounding energetic field. Gratitude being one of the quickest ways to shift our energy and raise our vibrations. We're going to start by visualizing a beautiful white, vibrant light hovering just 2 inches above your head. Again, if you have a harder time visualizing it, just know that it is there. And we're going to slowly allow this light to come down over our head. And this beautiful light starts to make its way around the circumference of our head. It moves down around the shoulders and the neck. Going to eventually cover our entire physical body as it moves down the chest and the back and the arms. As you're watching this light make its way around your body, you're giving it a texture and a vibrancy. Is it liquidy? Is it misty? You get to choose. This light makes its way around your torso and your lower back, your forearms and your hands. It makes its way down the waist and the seat. Around the thighs. Around the knees. And the shins and the calves. and the ankles and the feet and the toes. And you see this beautiful light completely surrounding your physical frame. We're going to focus on our breath. With every exhale, we're going to move this light outwards in all directions, just a few inches at a time. Some of you may already be feeling tingling on the crown. Just observe it, let it move through you. Visually, I would love for you to see this light expanding all around you, inch by inch, with every exhale. And for my feelers out there, you're just going to feel this expansion taking place. For any doubters out there, you're just going to know it's happening because you're saying it's happening. And your word is powerful. This energy at this time is around 6 feet all around you. Going to keep going through every exhale, moving this auric field outwards in all directions. Your energy body is around 12 feet out from you at this point. And we're going to keep going until we can no longer see the end. It's going to move beyond the four walls of which you sit. Focusing on pushing this energy out above you, beneath you, in front of you, behind you, to the sides. Just fully expanding this light outwards. With the next three exhales, we're pushing our energy as far as we want today. One last intentional exhale, moving this energy, fully expanding out. And now we sit in our power that we have just co-created. You do nothing but inhale and exhale this beautiful, powerful light you've just created. Rest your mind. I would love for you in your mind's eye, in your imagination center, to look down at your physical being, your hands, your arms, your legs, and watch as they dissolve and blend completely into this light, taking you deeper into the state. This light is our essence. It's our spiritual bodies. To me, I always look like a star in this state. And in your imagination center, I would love for you to just envision seeing all the brothers and sisters in their full expansive light state all around you. With joy and gratitude, just acknowledging their presence and their power. Feeling honored to be a witness for them today. And before we call back our light, just notice any sensations around your physical body you may be feeling in this expansive state. Something that you may be able to recognize in your day-to-day, that your energy may be just a little bit too far out for what you're doing at the time. We're going to start to focus on our in-breath, on the inhale. And as we bring the breath into our bodies, we're also drawing in our powerful light, bringing this expanded light back inch by inch with every inhale. We'll spend about 30 breaths bringing this light back in. And visualize it slowly making its way back to your physical experience. You can use an affirmation with the inhale, such as, I am light, I am powerful. You may notice that the edges of your auric field start to enter your space again in your room. With every inhale, you visualize this light coming in a few inches at a time. It's around 12 feet around you at this time. Breath is about, your light is about 6 feet around you at this time. For those feelers, you may be feeling a little bit more embodied, less flighty. May feel the aches and pains that were there before your expansive state that were miraculously gone in that expansive state. Your light is around 3 feet around you at this time. I want you to bring this light into just 2 inches around your body. Clairvoyantly, with the visuals, with your mind's imagination center, you trace your entire body, seeing that your energy field is only 2 inches around you at this time. Now And we're going to take three deep breaths to awaken our bodies and come back to the space. Take a deep breath in. As you exhale, you move the breath downwards through the feet, connecting you back to Mother Earth, grounding you into this experience. Another deep breath in. And as you exhale, you shift slightly in your seat, move your fingers and your toes. Take one more deep breath in. As you exhale, you fully shift in your seat, awakening your body. Maybe just spending a second discerning how peaceful you might feel or however you feel. Just open your eyes when you're ready. So in my mediumship practice, before I go into any session, I just spend a moment intentionally expanding my light out, expanding my energy out so that spirit can meet my energy with greater ease, because I'm raising my vibrations, they're lowering their vibrations to meet mine. When I'm doing something like going to Costco, I'm literally visualizing, like I gave you guys, just 2 inches around my body and bringing my energy back in. So this is, could be a very powerful exercise for you guys to do in your own spare time. Again, you don't have to have an interest in connecting mediumistically. It's just something that may give you a couple minutes peace in your day. I would love to know if you guys loved it. Just let me know in the chat if you enjoyed it. I know you guys are in mid-working day too, so we are recording this. And so if this is something that you want to revisit in your own time, you can listen to the replay for sure. So the second exercise, which is kind of like a homework exercise for you guys. Thank you. I'm glad that you enjoyed that. This is one that probably changed my life the most. And I'm a bit of a storyteller, so hopefully you don't mind me sharing some of my experience of how these exercises come to my awareness. But this one's all around self-love and self-acceptance. And it was a hard one for me to kind of grasp and get my head around. And the exercise around it may sound really annoying, but I promise it works. And this one could be one of the most life transformational exercises that I share today. So just bear with me while I share this experience. But I experienced very deep grief last year for the first time. For my first time ever, actually, I went to school to become an end-of-life doula because I do work with people in deep grief as part of my spiritual practice. And though I have sympathy with people who have grief, I couldn't exactly have the empathy required to fully kind of understand where they were coming from. Because even though I've lost grandparents in my life, I don't think I experienced what other people were experiencing that I was working with. And it actually took me losing my cat, which might sound silly, but to experience some of the deepest grief I've ever known. And when we look at grief, and I do lots of, you know, studying on grief and stuff like that, but you know, the grief of losing a pet is actually known as disenfranchised grief because it's not commonly understood by the greater community. And you know, under disenfranchised grief also is divorce, job loss, just the kind of grief that we experience, much like losing a departed loved one, but just that, you know, there's no bereavement leave for losing a cat that I'm aware of anyways. As an entrepreneur, I'm definitely I did take some time off though. So I just want to read the comment here. I'm glad you liked it, Lorraine and Kiki. I felt myself quite cold as I visualized expanding out. Okay, I enjoy that. So keep note of those sensations as you move along. I really struggled in that energy of grief. I still grieve every day. I cried over my cat this morning, dropping my puppy off at Doggy Daycare so I could do this presentation and spend this time with you guys. And the grief is real, and I experience it now, and I understand it in a way I never have. But when I was in that very vulnerable state of grief, I was also experiencing a lot of cruelty from my general audience and some of my students. And I was being criticized. I was getting, for my first time in my 8 years of being public, just criticism, which I've told you guys before is my kryptonite. And it really rocked me. And it made me second guess who I was, what my purpose was, if this is actually what I wanted in my life. And it put me into this place of just powerlessness. And with that powerlessness came some of my old patterns coming up of coping with the feeling of not being good enough, with overeating, overspending, trying to fill this void that in unhealthy ways, in ways that weren't serving me, in ways that weren't healthy. And I've always found that it's always been overeating and overspending as my way of kind of like filling this like discontentment in my life that I was feeling. That's a totally different presentation, but discontentment kind of is a theme of this time because we are so overstimulated and oversaturated with external things, not just material things, but we're so busy and, you know, social media and everything's just so quick that we're always looking for the next thing all the time. And that really leaves us in the state of feeling discontent. And a lot of us feed our discontentment with things that are maybe not healthy, but give us that little bit of dopamine hit. So one day I was chatting with my spirit team. And when I say I'm chatting with my spirit team, I can hear them clear as day. Like I told you guys, clairaudience, I tell you to say a name in your head. That's how I hear them. But I'm able to discern their voice against mine because of how many years I've been working with their energy. And so I threw the thought out to spirit in contemplation, just saying, I'm so tired of not feeling good enough because I know that this is my path and I know I have it in me to do well and to feel powerful all the time. And what they brought me was this phrase around all the solutions to all your problems are around self-love and self-acceptance. And I've heard self-love before. That's a big buzzword right now in the self-help world. The self-acceptance was something that was very new to me. And the way that the world of spirit brings me evidence as part of their wisdom that they pass along to me, because I'm very skeptical myself. They always back up these philosophies with something evidential that occurs shortly after. Well, the next day I went to a book club. I was in a book club and we were reading Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life. And then the next assignment, I opened the book and the whole chapter's on self-love and self-acceptance. It was like a shiver kind of moment. And one of the exercises within this book was around replacing some of these thoughts that become very habitual for us. This not enoughness, this, you know, doubting ourselves, these unkind things that we typically speak to ourselves in private and we would never speak to other people or share with other people, replacing those thoughts with ones of self-love and self-acceptance. So the exercise Louise Hay had in her book was, and it seems silly at first, but I'm going to challenge you guys all with it today because I've tested it for myself and I've given it to a lot of my students and they say it's also changed their life. And it's around saying, I love myself, I accept myself 300 to 400 times a day. That sounds excessive, but the truth is we only get anywhere from 20 to 60,000 thoughts a day. And they're usually the same thoughts over and over and over again. It can get pretty boring in our minds. And so there is some science behind rewiring our thoughts because we do have control over our minds that we get to choose our thoughts at every turn. And thoughts equal emotions, which equal actions, which equal consequences, right? The law of cause and effect. So if we choose to have loving thoughts about ourselves and we embody it because we feel those thoughts within us, what other people say about us or say to us or project on us can't penetrate us because we have this energy of self-love and self-acceptance. So I'm going to give you guys this exercise to try on your own. And it will feel silly at first for the first 2 or 3 days, because you're supposed to do it for 21 days to really kind of incorporate this as a new thought. It was kind of like a fake it till you make it situation for me. And so I was like kind of feeling silly, but I was doing it while I was doing the dishes, when I was driving the kids to school, before my sessions, in between my sessions. Anytime I had a moment where like these worrying thoughts of thinking of what's coming next kept coming up, I replaced those thoughts with, I love myself, I accept myself. Now, within 4 or 5 days, I actually started feeling the love and acceptance. I actually started feeling it on an emotional level. And then what I noticed was people started, the hate mail stopped, the criticism stopped all around me. And when I was triggered by one of my students, who was one of my problems of what kept triggering me through this time where I was already vulnerable and already heartbroken and already unsure of myself, when she criticized me in front of an audience, my default thought became, I love myself, I accept myself. And I knew that I did this major turnaround. And she ended up leaving my community. She doesn't see me anymore because I'm at a different energetic space. So hopefully it's not too woo and that super easy to grasp, but there is power behind the words that we choose. Words are energy. The words that we receive, we can feel energetically. You could feel the word love. If I say the word love right now, if you could feel in your body where you feel that word love. And if I say the word shame, right? You can probably feel somewhere different. I feel it expanded and contracted. I felt love in my heart. I felt shame in my throat. That's how powerful words are. So we have to envision that the words that we're saying to ourselves are probably the most important and the most impactful for us. So if you could walk away today with this one exercise to take with you, I do feel very much that this is going to be part of our energy management work, that if we truly love and accept ourselves and believe and embody it and know it to be completely true, then what other people say and project on us can't really touch us anymore or as much. And again, I don't think that like triggers ever go away. I do think that we learn to build resiliences to them. And then the charge of those triggers dissipates and lessens as time goes along. And so this is just one of these exercises I wanted to gift you guys today to hopefully take you along your journey. And again, I tested it on, I have a community of people developing their intuitive abilities, over 60 women in this community. And it was a challenge that we had all of November or all of December and January. And almost everybody said like their energy, the way that they feel into the world, the way that people are actually reacting to them really changed. Yeah, so Amber just shared the link to Louise Hay's You Can Change or You Can Heal Your Life. It's a fantastic book. I highly recommend. She also has a book called Mirror Work, which is equally fantastic. And then I also just want to really kind of just say that, and I'm sure you guys know this, but maybe it's just worth saying for you guys to hear it, but like you are worthy of very powerful and joyful experiences in this life. And so that was another mantra that I had to incorporate into my life for my own energetic being, because I received a little bit of success. It's very awkward saying that. It's still awkward saying that. But when I went full time in my practice, it was like almost like immediate success. Like it kind of blew my mind. And I had a lot of worthiness issues around it. And so my energy was kind of like repelling everything and the compliments and all the people who wanted to work with me. And I had to do some work, same concept of I love myself and accept myself, but this concept of I am worthy of this life and I'm worthy of this abundance and I'm worthy of this recognition. And that was another thing I had to kind of work with through that time. So another exercise I really wanted to take you guys through before I take your questions. And this one's really powerful and very quick. It's not as long as the other one, but this is one that's more clairvoyant and it's about accessing your future self. So sometimes we're energetically drained because there's a lot of expectations on us, as I mentioned. Another book I would recommend to everybody in the world is Expectation Hangover by Christine Hassler, because I think a lot of us are walking around trying to protect ourselves from disappointment and, you know, unmet expectations. And I think it was Mark Twain who said expectations are the thief of joy. And so it is a book that actually made me feel a little bit too seen. I had to put it down a few times because I was like, get out of my head. Like this book is my life. And reading the book really helped me manage the expectations in my life and move more into flow and ease in my life instead of trying to control everything to not fail or to not disappoint people or people please, et cetera, et cetera. And that's another fantastic book. So With this exercise, you'll definitely want a pen and paper for afterwards. Again, it is very quick. It's only about 8 minutes long. I really want you to think about something in your life. It could be professional or personal that you may be struggling with, maybe keeping you in this like spiral energetically, feeling stuck. Like a lot of people feel stuck. A lot of people in the spiritual world use the word blocked, which is, I'm not a fan of that word. Again, just understanding that words are vibrations, are energy. So I don't like using that kind of word. But think about something that you would love some insight on, some solutions to. And I'll guide you through this like really powerful exercise. And while you're thinking about that, you may even want to write it down at the top of your piece of paper. It might be a decision you have to make, but something that you're kind of like struggling with and might be draining you in some way, shape, or form. Now, one thing I've seen a lot in the spiritual world and the spiritual work that I do is a lot of people want to give away their power. A lot of people want to go to somebody else to tell them what to do with their life. And this is the reason why I don't identify as a psychic medium and identify as a spiritual medium, because I don't do predictive work. I'll never tell somebody to leave their partner or their job or tell them what to do with their life. That's just not an area of interest that I'm interested in my work. I like looking at their past and trying to understand why they want to give me their power and why they're struggling making this decision themselves. Because through the many years of developing and working, I realized that the spirit guides that work with me were human too. And the fact is that we're all made up of the same stuff. We all come from the same source. So why would my soul and my spirit not have the same wisdom and knowledge that somebody else's would? And so this exercise is very powerful. Again, the theme of today being, you know, more around empowerment and energy management. And this is kind of getting you to understand that you do have all the answers within. And sometimes we just need a little bit of safe space and time to be able to access that part of ourselves that has the wisdom. So some people might call this the higher self. Some people might call this the soul self. It doesn't matter what you call it. So I hope you guys enjoy this one too. So by now, hopefully you have something that you're kind of struggling with or something that you would love some clarity on, a decision you need to make. And I'll forego the music this time, but I'll just get you guys to close your eyes once again. Again, activating a smile on your face, one of the quickest ways to raise your vibration. Think of something you're incredibly grateful for. If we look at the world of vibration and energy, the world of spirit resides at the vibration of love, joy, and gratitude. Those are the three most powerful words energetically you can embody. So thinking of something you're incredibly grateful for at this moment. Really just sitting within that gratitude. And visually, I would love for you to see yourself in a landscape that lights you up. This may be a garden, maybe the forest, maybe a shoreline. I want you to visualize somewhere that completely makes you feel safe, peaceful, and happy. And I want you to walk around this space, allowing it to come to life. I want you to see the objects and colors. I want you to smell this space. Feel the temperature of the space. Any sounds that you hear in the space. Allow this place to come to life for you. Again, also tuning into how the space makes you feel. I want you to move around the space, touch things, smell things, see how all the different things in the space make you feel. Just a little bit off in the distance, you notice somebody walking towards you. You could just tell by the way they walk, they're confident, they're joyful, they're proud. As they get a bit closer, you realize it's you. It's you 6 months from now. Vibrant, healthy, joyful, free from the constraints of what's bothering you in this moment. And the future you stands right in front of you, bright-eyed, with an energy that can not be mistaken, but expansive and joyful. And you ask them, what did you do? How did you solve this? And just listen for the answer. Don't overthink it, just trust it. Maybe embrace the future you. Thank them for their wisdom, for their insight. Watch them happily walk away on to do whatever they're meant to do next. I want you to take another look around this space that you've co-created. And know that this is a space that you can return to anytime you want to access wisdom from your future or past self. And I would love for you to see this space just gently fade away. And you're going to start to take some deep breaths to come back into your physical experience. Whenever you're ready to come back fully to, just grab your pen and paper and receive, write down anything that you received, any words, any feelings, any solutions, full sentences, whatever it is, just write down whatever you received. Now, the reason why I did that very quickly and I didn't give you very much time to talk with yourself is because I've been here before where you start to overthink, overanalyze. Our intuition will speak to us with quickness that our mind won't even be able to fixate on it. It just comes so quick, our intuition. That's a come I wanted you just quickly there with your future version of self. I would love to know in the comments if you found it helpful or useful. This is a very powerful exercise. One, again, Spirit gifted me. The story behind it is a couple years ago, I applied for an Indigenous Entrepreneurs Grant that I did not qualify for. In many ways, I didn't even have a business plan, and I had to explain to them that I run my work off of inspiration, and I get an idea and I run with it until it doesn't feel good anymore. And that's where I get a lot of my success from. And they gave me the grant, and it was a good grant. It was enough to rebrand, get a website, start my podcast. And I remember just being in the shower, kind of crying and just confused and asking the world of Spirit just simply, like, what do other people see in me that I clearly don't see in me? Like, why don't I see myself like other people see me? I struggled so much with that. And when I was kind of getting ready for the day, I heard my Spirit guide just simply say to me, take a seat. So I always listen to Spirit. I took a seat. And they took me to this place when I was 6 years old. And it was a memory. I totally forgot about it, but I was able to remember as they were showing it to me. And it was this experience where me and my best friends in grade one, were planning a play. We all had to present a play of some kind. And our parents came and it was in our lunchroom. It was kind of like a big deal at the time. And right before we went to go on stage, I chickened out and I didn't go on stage. And I went and sat on my mom's lap instead. And my friends went on and they were so courageous. And I could remember feeling my parents' disappointment and feeling like I let people down. And that moment was very impactful on the rest of my life because I suffered from that point on up until 2 years ago when I started my podcast with debilitating stage fright. And even at FNHA in 2014, they had me share my quit smoking journey because I quit smoking in 2009. And I was on the podcast for FNHA on my quit journey. And I blacked out trying to share my story. I had such debilitating stage fright. I actually blacked out. I drew blank. I didn't know who I was, where I was, what I was talking about. And what they showed me that this distorted view of who I was actually stemmed from my six-year-old self. And what they had me do was talk to her, have her sit on my lap in this visualization in this place in the lunchroom. I was actually in the lunchroom. I get covered in shivers just sharing this with you guys. And I was actually in the lunchroom and I was holding her and I was telling her everything she needed to hear. And just saying, you know, you are courageous. And you know what? Your life may have looked a little bit different if you had gone on that stage, but you're in a beautiful place now. You have a beautiful life and you are actually very courageous. And so I was able to actually heal that past aspect of myself, that past belief, by meeting myself in this place to be able to talk and tell this past version of myself what I needed to hear. Because I also don't feel like at that time I received the comfort from my parents. All I received was disappointment, no fault of them. It's just they did the best they could with what they had. And so that really impacted my life. And so doing visualizations like this, you can actually go to past versions of yourself and future versions of yourself to either heal or gain some insights. But what I really want to bring some awareness around is, and I talked about this a little bit earlier on around this feeling of discontentment. It's like what I feel like we're missing as a society and as a people now is celebrating where we are. Like, I don't feel like we celebrate enough who we are today and where we're at and what we've actually accomplished, and really kind of understanding that what's going on around us and what we're doing and what we have in our lives was actually something that we prayed for long ago, but we're always looking for that next thing. And so if I could leave you with a little bit of, you know, this philosophy around this, around really learning to celebrate exactly where you are today and not being too hung up on the past, not being too focused on the future, we'll have a more peaceful heart. And if we feel content, we have the energy of contentment, it really affects the world around us and how people respond to us. So I just kind of wanted to pass that along to you. So I'm glad you found it powerful, Kiki. Hopefully you got some sort of solution out of it. Now, finally, because I have a reading at 12 sharp, so I wanted to be sure that I can answer at least like one or two questions. I just wanted to share a few other quick tips that could be very quick ways to shift your energy. Smiling, and not smiling for other people, but literally smiling for yourself. Like, I don't know if you guys were able to sense that during the visualizations, but even the act of a simple smile totally uplifts you. Like, it just uplifts you. So smile for yourself. And it's a real quick way to shift your energy. Closing your eyes and visualizing something you're grateful for. As I mentioned, the world of spirit resonates at the vibration of love, joy, gratitude, right? Even though it's three words, love, joy, gratitude, they just are high vibe. I just feel them in my heart, my throat. It's just like super expansive. Taking 10 high quality deep breaths. So the 5-5-5 is 5 deep breaths in, like 5-second inhale, 5-second hold, 5-second exhale. That actually calms the nervous system down. So I can't meditate and I can't actually calm my nervous system down before I work mediumistically, because I need to be activated. I need to be expansive. But this is a good way. This is something I would do after my mediumship sessions when I want to calm the energy, shift the energy down. And you guys are all really busy. I know that because I worked with the secretariat for so long. And when you're busy, you could be up here and it will be really feeling like headaches and lack of clarity and just like never feeling like you're doing anything because you're so busy. And this is a way to bring the energy back down into the heart and into the solar plexus and sacral, like I was talking earlier. And then colors. I could teach a whole class just on the language of colors when I talk about the language of spirit, but using colors as a way to bring joy or peace into your life is really powerful. Now you'll notice like I'm always wearing all black because I actually feel the energy of colors, and black is very neutral for me, and black also makes me feel powerful. So I'm always looking for energy around feeling powerful. But I brought my blue crystal today because blue is a color of communication for me. And of course, with all of you being here, my old coworkers, my old boss, like, you know, all you amazing people doing amazing things in our community, I want to be able to speak clearly and from a place of my heart and what I truly know about my work. And so I would put blue around me because I want to be able to communicate clearly. So using colors as a way to integrate into your life, a way to shift your vibration, is really powerful too. Maybe you want some more energy and you want to wear some yellow or have yellow around you. And how you can do that is the language of color will work differently for everybody. You have to actually look at colors and think a little bit differently and be like, how do I feel when I look at that color? And then you kind of build your own language around color and the energy behind it. So those are just some quick tips as well. And so this is the end of my presentation and the exercises. I'm going to stop sharing my screen so I could see you. And then just, I'm happy I have time maybe for like one or two questions from you guys. If anyone had anything that they want to share, let me know. Oh, I see Rhoda on here. Hi, Shannon, how you doing? Jolynn, hey, hi. You can type them in the chat or unmute yourself.
Feel free to just jump on anybody, or even if you just had anything you wanted to share. Thank you, Danielle. That was amazing.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah, hi, Danielle. It's Kiki. I really appreciate the guided meditations and the visualizations. I find that very powerful to center yourself, and especially with someone who's as connected. It's a real treat, a real gift, and I really appreciate you sharing that. Sometimes it's so easy to forget how to reconnect with ourselves and where we are in the world, like you said, amongst all of this like busy day-to-day expectations and how to pay the bills and all of these very, you know, kind of tangible societal expectations. And we just forget about ourselves and our ancestors and why and how we're here right now. So really appreciate FNHDA inviting me here today. I'm kind of a special guest, and also just the teachings from today. So Satinalia, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. And Tiffany says, thank you. I love that you shared your experiences and how you got to where you are. No worries. That's the only way I know how to teach. It's like experiential teaching. So everything I kind of share today, spirit gifted me in one way or another. And they've really helped me along the path. So I do hope that they help you as well. And thank you for sharing that as well, Kiki.
I just wanted to let, sorry to interrupt Kim again. I just wanted to let everybody know that you probably will have noticed when you joined that we are recording the session. I'm not going to stop it now, just in case Danielle has some amazing little pearl of wisdom that she drops in later, but we will trim the video. So we will make sure that we save the presentation piece, but anything that you share now, we will trim. So feel free to share, and we won't put your private thoughts out there for the world to see.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jolynn. Very welcome. Very welcome. This is stuff I love talking about, so hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I would say that to no more questions. Fair enough. Wait. No worries, Lorraine has to go. It's all good.
It's Kiki again, sorry. I'm curious to know what your podcast is called and where we might be able to find that information.
Yeah, so my podcast is called Spirit School. It's on Spotify and iTunes. Actually just really took off out of nowhere overnight. Started getting over 10,000 downloads a month. So it's like really starting to take off. I have over 100 episodes on there. I started recording in 2018 as a way to kind of heal my fear of being seen and heard. And it was the number one vessel for me healing that within myself. And so I'm a much more courageous person now because of it. So hopefully you enjoy it. And on that podcast, I really just kind of share, I'm a very vulnerable person. And I was looking for vulnerability in all my teachers and I never saw it. So I created the podcast as a way to talk about the spiritual and mediumship development journey in a very honest and authentic way, talking about the things that not many other people are willing to talk about because they are afraid no one will want to work with them because they're not super connected. And that's kind of like BS, but it's really worked wonders for me attracting the most amazing people to work with me. So hopefully you enjoy it. That's the podcast. And then my website, squamishmedium.com. I'm very active on Instagram at squamishmedium.com. I'm trying to learn TikTok, but it's a time suck. So I'm like, once I'm on there, I can't stop scrolling. So I'm like, I can't be on TikTok. It's just not conducive to the way I want to live my life. Perfect.
Well, thank you, Danielle. It's Janice here again. And really just enjoyed the session today. And I'd really like to acknowledge the First Nations Health Directors Association for hosting this today and all the awesome Wellness Wednesdays that have been happening. It's really aligned with our strategic plan as the First Nations Health Directors Association and goal one of providing professional development and support to health directors. So that includes self-care. And this is, you know, we're in such difficult times right now. A lot of our health directors are on the brink of burnout if they haven't reached it already. And, you know, just all of the various stresses at every level that we experience as a health director is really a challenge right now with under the pandemic. We're also in a COVID or a opioid crisis and then everything else that's at the forefront right now and behind the scenes as well as health directors really carry a lot. And this workshop here today is really helpful, you know, to be able to cope with the things that we're carrying and then also to try to manage them and provide some self-care for ourselves. So just thanking you for that and thanking the Health Directors Association as well for that. It's really a good approach. We have a real holistic approach here at the FNHDA and this session is really it really demonstrates that you know, this is the spiritual aspect. This is the emotional aspect of healthcare. So, just addressing that, I think is you know, it's really, really meaningful. And if we could get one thing, you know, take one thing from today that could help us for the future, then you've done a wonderful job. And if we could take more than that, then you've done an amazing job. So I could really relate to some of the things that you've shared with us today as a spiritual believer myself and practice spirituality. I could really, a lot of the things that you said really resonated with me. And one of them was about, it really stems from a teaching of my late father. His name was Weka, and he always taught us to believe in ourselves, and that was the foundation of our teachings, was to believe in yourself. He also really encouraged and tried hard to for us to believe in the Spirit. And believing in the Spirit it can be a challenge. And I found in personally, it really, really strengthens over time. And I fully 100% believe in the Spirit and all the wonderful things that you've promoted here today. The other thing that my dad taught us was to believe in each other. And it's not as easy of a teaching to follow because, we have all of these things in our lives that make it difficult for us to believe in one another. But I do believe in you, and I'm really, really grateful for today. And the gratitude in my heart is for you and for this beautiful opportunity today. So with that, I would just like to thank you, Danielle, on behalf of the First Nations Health Directors Association. I'd also like to thank all of our participants who joined us here today. And of course, our amazing Shared Secretariat, who are just always here to support us and to facilitate and all the wonderful things that you support us with. Thanking you for that, Kim and team. And then I just want to just a little commercial break here. Please join us on March 24th for our next Wellness Wednesday, when we'll talk about strategic planning for health directors, and we will be enjoying the AFOA, the Aboriginal Financial Officers Association, will be presenting to us on that day. So with that, I just wanna raise my hands once again. Thank you all, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your week, and safe travels for anyone if you have to travel away from your laptop somewhere. Love you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Janice. Thank you,
Danielle. Thank you, Janice.